Cyclone Fabio is the second disaster to hit central Mozambique in less than a month after devastating flooding. Initial reports indicate that strong winds seriously damaged crucial public facilities. The UN Children's Fund says the wind blew away the roof of several hospitals and schools in the town of Vilanculos, which was first hit by the cyclone on the mainland. UNICEF spokesman Damien Persona says children are always the most vulnerable in situations of distress.
When you have these kind of emergencies and heavy flooding, it means that the food distribution is totally disrupted. It means that the living conditions are not good at all. They mean that they are to be gathered in emergency shelters where it's a pretty crowded situation. The lack of clean water and the lack of proper sanitation will, without any doubt, weaken their already weak body.
Persona says children are particularly vulnerable to diseases and malnutrition. He says illnesses already have broken out in the overcrowded temporary shelters. The most common are diarrhea, malaria, and conjunctivitis. The areas affected by the floods also are hardest hit by the AIDS pandemic. UNICEF says people who are weakened by this disease are less able to cope with the blow of a natural disaster. Persona says UNICEF has sent three teams into the area to assess the situation.
The assessment teams are actually not only assessing the needs, but also providing very much needed relief supplies, which we know already what kind of supplies we need. What we don't really know yet is the scale and the scope of the emergency.
UNICEF is appealing for $5 million to deal with the crisis, which it expects will continue for at least 6 months. It says main needs include safe water, health supplies, and basic medicines for women and children. It says it needs to provide good sanitary facilities to head off disease epidemics. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。